Moving further through the spaces, we encounter the first of three, in fact four, sculptures by the New York-based, Australian-born sculptor, video artist, assembler, call him what you will, Ian Burns. Now, I think if you were to sum up Ian Burns, which is a pretty challenging task, you might describe him as an engineer of the moving image. And he does have a background as an engineer as well as training as an artist. And that's abundantly apparent when you get close to these strange concatenations of ordinary objects. Now, the elements that you see in the three smaller sculptures in this space, there's a much larger one out in the gallery's entry vestibule, have been brought together from low-rent, super-cut price shops and malls in suburban Sydney, as well as items that Ian picked up on the streets of Ashfield when he was an artist in residence out there in 2010. Nothing in these works is superfluous. Every single object you see serves a functional purpose. It's just seldom the functional purpose it was designed for. In almost all of Ian's works, what we encounter is an image of the modern world at its speediest, an image of travel, movement, mobility, aggressive change. We see planes in flight. We see a Hummer roaring across the surface of the earth. We see a Cadillac racing down Route 66. But as you get closer to these works, you also see how the illusion works. Ian is one of those artists who performs the trick and then shows us how the trick is done. What looks on screen like a pretty convincing image of the view from a 747 as we fly across the Pacific turns out, as we examine the object, to be contrived from all manner of unlikely objects. A squeegee, an alarm clock, a lamp, a pottle of ping pong balls. So they're immensely ingenious and playful works, but they're also making a serious point. Ian is testing our faith in images, and I think he's also offering a kind of comic heroic portrait of humans and their endless attempts to go faster, to be somewhere else, to lift off. And when you finish this tour through the gallery spaces, be sure to make your way out to the entry vestibule where Ian's major work in this exhibition, a very large sculpture called From Orbit, will be going through its motions. In that work, conveyor belts, an old television, a blow-up globe of the Earth, a little mirror ball, all come together to create a kind of model universe, a space race in which space toys travel up through the object, then descend into a waiting bag, and the whole space flight plays out on screen as if it were a piece of majestic slow-mo footage from Kubrick's A Space Odyssey. So it's a work that at once raises the prospect of our desire to lift off from the surface of the Earth, to journey elsewhere, and at the same time brings us right back down to Earth by showing us how the trick is done.